49-33.
Going through a whole bunch of emotions on the morning show, but I think it's important enough that we talk about this bullying thing, not only because we have a lot of parents and a lot of people that have kids that are at school, single parents, and great homes, kids that could be bullied, parents who have kids that are bullies that just, you know, maybe they bully everybody at home. And we've got parents that are afraid of them. I mean, this thing has just got its tentacles in many different areas. Russell Hyken is our guest. He's a psychotherapist. His website is ed-psy.com. And one of the things we're talking about is a lot of these bullies, if they are left to their own devices, will eventually grow up and become criminals. We mentioned this on the air the other day, and that's why one of the things I think is bad about expelling a kid is because what you're saying is, go out and do your own deal, buddy. Go, you know, go out. And then here's a kid that we're sending out alone into this world because obviously the parents, in many cases, are inept, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, but
they're
cannot handle them.
Who's
they're
equipped?
Not equipped. Right.
Correct, correct.
There's actually a teacher on the line that if you go to, she wants to let you know why it's not as easy to rehabilitate some of these bullies.
Is that Jennifer or is it Kim?
I think it's Jennifer.
Okay, hold on one sec, Kim, because I got you
no,
on there.
No, it's on line one. Whoever
line
one is.
That was Kim, and Jennifer's been holding the longest. We're coming to you next, Jennifer. Okay, Kim, welcome to the show. You're on with Russell Hyken.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a point about the confidentiality about discipline. We don't know these from the background and what they've actually done in the past. They may have actually tried some of these things and not worked. So this could be one of those last resort issues here, and we won't ever know that because of the confidentiality.
Are you talking about the expulsion, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. And that's a great point. That absolutely is a great point. You know, and again, you know, we're sitting out here and we're neophytes with this stuff, not Russell Hyken, but she may be right. This could be the last straw for them.
She could be exactly right. I used to be a school administrator, and we're not allowed to discuss those types of discipline incidents. But what I want to go back to is my comment about sort of a community-wide, district-wide, city, statewide program that's enacted in every year of education at some point to remind kids that this is wrong and to do some type of peer mediation programs that help kids stand up for each other.
You know, I think it's that's probably huge. One of the most important programs we could have in a school. You know, I always complain about kids not learning enough about finance and real life stuff. And this is one of those things where it can bring a whole lot of relief. And, you know, I think that a kid that bullies, that learns why he's doing it, the psychology of why he's doing it, and maybe how to stop doing it, probably finds a lot of relief himself.
He will. And it also helped normalize that he's having these issues and that he's not alone, that other kids are experiencing these problems
sure.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Safety in numbers. Jennifer, thanks for holding on for a while. Go ahead. You're talking to Russell Hyken.
Hi. I was bullied for many years in school, and I'm a special ed teacher now, and I see it a lot. And a lot of people do want to focus on that of the bullies and their behavior and what's going to happen to them. A lot of people don't want to focus on the victim of the bullying. And if the bully is there in school, it's very easy for them to continue to intimidate, even if no actions are displayed, the person that's being bullied. And that's really not fair. You're setting the victim up for failure, not success. And not just the person that's being bullied, but everyone around them. Everyone sees it. They're all scared.
Well, thanks. And I think it's great that we have teachers actually calling in to discuss this because this shows me that we have a lot of educators that really care. And I agree that the victims do suffer quite a bit. And I think we have to be sympathetic to them as well and give them strategies to go forward. And as teachers, maybe we look for those kids that have been picked on and maybe we try and get them together so they can sort of have that power in numbers that we're talking about and provide some specific strategies and things like that for them.
Earlier, you mentioned the psychological damage that the kid that was bullied on this bus was going through, and there is no question that this will scar him for a long time, if not for life, really, truthfully. And if that's not addressed, that can be a very problematic in relationships in the future going forward for this kid. But what do you do if you are being bullied? What do you do to defend yourself aside from the physical thing? And there's nothing wrong with physically defending yourself if you have to. But what are some disarming techniques maybe that you can pass along to, you know, parents or to the kids themselves to say, wait a minute, you know, stop?
Yeah. And first I want to say, be very careful about fighting back because bullies, especially male bullies, are typically strong. Mm-hmm. And so if you get into a fight, you don't want to, you know.
And this kid did not, by the way.
Right. He did not.
It was this was the worst case I have ever seen. I mean, I've never seen anybody not defend themselves, and I'm not criticizing that young man for that. I think that was probably the height of bravery for him, because he knew that if he even tried anything, it may be worse. And so he had to just give in to the torture.
Right. Yeah, another one of the things is when you're dealing with bullies is don't try and stare them down. Mm-hmm. If you're going to look at them, say something like, stop it. Be with friends, or sit in a place in the bus or in the classroom or on the playground where a teacher can see you. So if you're in visible range of somebody who has some type of authority, an adult, then that will also help detract the bullying. Make sure to avoid problem areas. If there's a bully at your locker every day, then try and figure out how to get around that bully.
Does it, when kids stand up to bullies by saying to them, you know, hey, you don't need to do this, you know, don't do this to me, does that trigger more anger in them, or does that say to them, you know, that's kind of a diffusing thing? I mean, how does that work?
I think it can go either way, but when you do that, you need to stand up, be strong, be firm. And it would be great if some of your friends around you could also say, hey, don't do that to him.
Right.
You know, once again, I really think when you have the majority, you know, it's that mob mentality. If the mob mentality is in a good place, then that's going to be really beneficial.
Key. Yeah. I think that's key. I think the teaching the kids that, because I think that you remember standing up for somebody way more than being a crowd watching a fight.
And how good do you feel about
that
when you do
it? You feel great, and you take it with you the rest of your life. And this is the person you become, the person that maybe sometimes you get your nose into business that you shouldn't because it's not your place, but you're the defender, and that makes you feel so much better.
You know, and the developing, you know, adult teen brain, young teen brain does what feels good. So what a great way to reinforce what you should be doing, because you'll feel really good and that'll carry on.
Well, and when you talk about how the teenage brain isn't fully developed and they do what feels good, when you aren't scolded for bullying, doesn't that just carry on into adulthood? If you're never corrected, it still feels good when you're an adult, even when your brain is fully formed.
Correct. And I think Guy hit it on the head. It's also, you know, you start to develop a lack of remorse. So you don't feel bad about things. So why not do it? And also, and many times bullies get exactly what they want until they get caught.
Sure.
So if they're, you know, not getting caught and the message isn't continually there, and they're going to keep on being a bully.
We got one more call here we're going to take from Linda out of Troy. And Linda, you had a child that was bullied. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one sec. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, my son at the time was 15 years old. And my boy is big. We're, you know, right now, you know, he's 6'8".
Mm.
And he was tall in high school. And the big thing was is how many boys it would take to get him down.
Yeah, this is emotional. I mean, even this many years later.
It is emotional. I'm sorry.
How old is he now?
He's 36 now. But he has short-term memory gone. It was so severe that one of the eight boys went to jail. And unfortunately, that young man died in jail, which I am sad about. But it's real. And the victim suffers. The family suffers afterwards.
Well, obviously, and 20 years later.
Mine was more severe than punching. They used crowbars, baseball bats.
Oh, boy.
It was just horrifying. And he's not the same boy anymore. He's lost memory from his childhood. His short-term memory is affected.
If you're a bully, listen to what she's saying.
You know, thank you, Linda. Thanks for the call. I know you're emotional. You've been hanging on. You know, I know you're probably in your car. So I'm going to let you go right now. We'll have Russell address this situation. But the way I see it is that, again, the tentacles, I mean, this is far reaching. This is on both sides of the equation. She's got a son who is not the son that, from that moment forward, is somebody different and not whole. And the kid that perpetrated this bullying is now dead, and so it affects both families. And if you are a bully and you're hearing this, or a parent of a bully, my God, pass this message along. Look at what this can do.
Yeah, wow, Linda. And I am just so sorry to hear that something like that happened to you. And so many years later, you're feeling the emotion. I think that's the lesson that we all need to take away from this, is that this isn't just an incident that goes away. You know, 24 million kids ride the bus every day. But if your kid's the kid that's being bullied, we don't care about the other 24 million. We only care about our kids and what it's doing to our family. And just listening to her, your heart goes out. So I think it needs to be a community effort to really get a hold of this problem and do something.
And just think, I mean, the parent, now Linda probably, and I don't know in her life if she has had, but I mean, there's counseling. I hear that right there. I mean, you know, so this is just not just two kids or a group of kids that got together one day and decided to do something stupid. I mean, this is something that is ongoing.
Let's know better. Our kids know better than that this is acceptable.
Well, and I'm sorry. We heard that those bullies on the bus last week, this wasn't the first time they had attacked that boy. You know, we almost have to be thankful that, you know, it was such a horrific video to watch, but it could have been so much worse. If this wasn't caught on video this last time, it could have ended up with baseball bats and crowbars.
Right. And these bullies are truly traumatizing, not just the victims, but the people around the victims as well. So it's not just about the boy that got hit. It's about everybody on that bus. And I'm sure a lot of those kids, you know, have a sense of morals. And when they step back, they know that cheering on was wrong. And they're probably feeling a lot of guilt as well, too.
Yeah. You know, you think about it. We were all on that bus.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were all on that bus that day. Now.
Yeah.
All right. We'll conclude with Russell Hyken, our psychotherapist here on the Phillips & Company Morning Show. After Lance Hildebrand. Lance, sorry for holding you on for so long. Pretty compelling stuff here, though, and I know you've got some traffic for us.
Indeed, and I think you've had a lot of captive audiences, too, especially on 55 North.